State officials say fraud continues to plague the food stamp program, commonly known as SNAP, and that investigations into food stamp abuses will continue. Advocates for the poor are citing a recent study, though, that they say supports the case that the SNAP program should be providing more assistance, not less. A.J. Higgins reports.
When State Department of Health and Human Services fraud investigator Tom Roth looks at the recipients of Maine's SNAP program, he sees two kinds of people: those genuinely in need of a helping hand and others who are simply gaming the system. And he says the stakes are getting higher.
This year to date, the Fraud Investigation and Recovery Unit investigators have presented 46 cases to the Attorney General's office, totaling over $1 million in theft allegations.
And that's not all. Roth says his department has also assisted in other investigations that have revealed even more arrests on food stamp fraud charges.
Additionally, we presented 21 misdemeanor cases through local district attorney offices, totaling more than $15,000. We also aided one federal investigation, and that subject was charged with the theft of $23,000 in state benefits.
I'm not suggesting that there is absolutely no misuse in this program. In every program, there is some misuse.
At Maine Equal Justice Partners, Chris Hasted says it's not surprising that in a program as large as SNAP, some cases of abuse might be uncovered.
Of course you would expect to see something like that in a program that spends $300 million in the state and serves over 100,000 families. But the overwhelming majority of families use this program for what it is intended to do, and it helps them get enough to eat every day in a state where hunger is a real problem.
At a Bangor news conference called by Hastert and Preble Street, a Portland organization that assists the poor, advocates called for an expansion of the food stamp program in Maine. Jan Bindus-Tenney, advocacy director at Preble Street, says that a recent UMaine study concluded that among Mainers who are receiving SNAP benefits, 63% are in households with children. 43% contain household members who are elderly or have a disability, and 41% are working households. Bindus-Tenney says those numbers don't surprise her.
At Preble Street, we're at the front lines of people experiencing hunger, and we've seen hunger growing around us. We were heartened to learn that a majority of people get enough food to eat, provided their access to SNAP, but we're also troubled that, you know, many people are not getting the food they need each month and are forced to skip meals or forced to delay paying bills.
Advocates for the SNAP program say 2 out of 3 recipients surveyed indicated they were less healthy because they can't afford nutritious food. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm A.J. Higgins.